With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth visits Panama, meeting with Panama President Mulino before heading to a ribbon cutting for a new U.S. finance dock at a naval base. Hegseth says the U.S. and Panama are building their security relationship in response to a rising challenge from China, which President Trump deems unacceptable.
China-based companies continue to control critical infrastructure in the canal area. That gives China the potential to conduct surveillance activities across Panama. This makes Panama and the United States less secure, less prosperous, and less sovereign.
Also at SRNnews.com, President Trump says he's bringing back the coal industry because it's the more powerful and reliable energy source.
The value of untapped coal in our country is 100 times greater than the value of all the gold at Fort Knox, and we're going to unleash it and make America rich and powerful again.
Many European countries are returning to coal after unreliable wind farms did not provide enough power. State Farm plans to pay over $7 billion in claims for the January wildfires in Los Angeles County, raising concerns about its future finances. California's insurance commissioner has tentatively approved a request for an emergency rate increase, pending justification from a judge. During a hearing Tuesday, State Farm argued that without the increase, many homeowners may lose their policies. Consumer advocacy group Consumer Watchdog contends that State Farm has not provided sufficient evidence for the rate hikes and suggests seeking assistance from its parent company. The hearing could last up to 3 days. While the rain may be ending, the risk of dangerous flooding is high for many places. The greatest concern is Kentucky, where floods have shut down highways and left at least 4 people dead. This is SRN News. Transgenderism invades the game of pool.
Harriet Haynes and Lucy Smith faced off in the women's final of Britain's Ultimate Pool Pro Series, which doesn't sound so unusual until you learn that neither Harriet nor Lucy are actually women. Both are men living as women. And in the process of making the final, they defeated 14 real women, sparking outrage all across the United Kingdom, where pool is a much bigger deal than it is here in the U.S. There's talk of a lawsuit against the league by female players. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Now that each individual state has to decide how to handle abortion, the makeup of each state's Supreme Court is coming under scrutiny. There are also debates about how to select Supreme Court justices. 7 states use partisan elections, while 14 use nonpartisan. Meanwhile, 9 state task governors with appointing justices, 2 use legislative appointments, 4 have hybrid models, and 14 use a merit selection process. This is SRN News. The Department of Homeland Security is telling people who entered the country using a Biden online app to go home immediately.
The agency doesn't say how many of the 900,000 people who use the CBP One app are being shown the door. The app was a key tool of President Biden's open border strategy. Upon taking office, President Trump quickly reversed course. He took the app down and set to work on securing the border against a flood of illegal aliens and deadly drugs. As a result, illegal crossings have plunged to record lows. Rich Thomason, Washington.
The Supreme Court is in agreement with President Trump over the firings of thousands of federal workers. The High Court ruled Tuesday that the Trump administration can proceed with the termination of 16,000 probationary employees. The workers were let go across 6 agencies and departments. A lower court ruled they had to be reinstated. The Supreme Court's ruling rescinds that order. More details at SRNnews.com.